Hello, beloved.
Do we say Happy Good Friday or do we say Happy Passover? Whatever we choose to say today, it's a good day. As people who live by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh or in the soul, we recognize that this was a good day. From its origins, it was a good day. And so we choose to rejoice. It's a good day because you find that you're in a place where there's a battle for your soul, your redemption, and you can't help yourself. You know that there's only one person who can fight that battle for you, and he comes through for you. The Jews are celebrating today as their Passover feast. They celebrate the Seder, and the history comes from Exodus 11. And we'll read that briefly. Now the Lord had said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here. And when he does, he will drive you out completely. In this case, with the Israelites being in slavery for 400 years, they could not save themselves. And the Lord had to raise a man, Moses, and give him the instructions. And that was the reason for the 10 plagues. There was this final plague that required the death of a lamb. They had to kill the lamb and put the lamb's blood on their doors so that as the angel of death would pass, he would pass over every door that had the lamb's blood in it. And so the firstborn sons in those homes will not die. He will live. Hallelujah. But for every door in the entire Egyptian province that had no lamb's blood on it, the angel of death will have access to kill that firstborn son. And so this was how the Israelites came into agreement with the Lord for their deliverance from 400 years of slavery. God came through. The lamb had to be sacrificed.
And when you see here, the scripture says that he will drive you out completely.
It is this thought of being completely free that the requirement that will bring about your complete, perfect freedom will come forth by the sacrifice of a lamb and by the use of the lamb's blood to atone for, to bring about your complete freedom. This is the amazing joy of celebrating today for the Jews. Then come to us. It's a culmination of all of this. The Old Testament brings truths that God would later release his son to come and fulfill all of that. And this is where I want to introduce to you the word tetelestai.
This word was said by Jesus on the cross.
And it means it is finished. It is completed in that day after the high priest has sacrificed that lamb. He will come out and step in front of the waiting crowd and say, tetelestai.
Hebrews 9:12 says, he did not enter by means of blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. But now he has appeared once and for all, at the end of the ages, to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself.
This word was also used when workers worked on a project and they were done. They would say tetelestai. And again, it also means paid in full. So when you owe a debt and you finally get through to payment of that complete debt, it is written on your record, tetelestai. Just like you own a credit card for so long and you finally pay everything off, the banks will say, tetelestai, paid in full.
Colossians 2:13-14 says, he forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. It's all nailed on the cross, every debt you owed. By sinning against the Lord and being captive to Satan, see all that nailed to the cross today.
All of these nuances of tetelestai converge together to communicate a beautiful truth that Jesus completed the work of salvation once and for all. That means it is not up to you or I to add anything. It is complete. He finalized everything and paid our spiritual debt to sin. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. That is exactly what happened. Praise God. That humanity's deepest need after Adam and Eve lost it all in the garden would be restored through Jesus Christ. You know, the synoptic gospels say that Jesus Christ was crucified after Passover. But the Gospel of John said that he was crucified before Passover. But at the end of the day, just the connection of these times shows that there was a sacrificial lamb that was going to replace the killing of animals, the killing of a lamb. We were now drawn into God in the spirit, where the Son of God will lay down his life and his blood will deliver us completely, completely from the penalty of sin, from the stronghold that the enemy had against us, the bondage we were placed in, very similar to the slavery that the Israelites experienced in the hands of the Egyptians. There was no way for them to be free until God had to come through. There were a series of plagues that the Lord would use to draw Pharaoh's heart to the point of responding and releasing these people. And Jesus Christ came and suffered and took a lowly place among the lowest of people so that he could bring about the culmination of everything by the sacrifice of himself. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who was slain. It was this final sacrifice that will bring about your deliverance from the stronghold of darkness. It was this final sacrifice that will redeem you and I from sin, from the bondage of sin, so that we're no longer tied to the slave master to do his biddings, but we can live free to serve our God. And that was what Moses always told Pharaoh, let my people go so that they can go serve their God. And Jesus Christ finally fulfilled that for all of humanity, not just the Israelites in bondage, but for all of humanity. You and I can now become partakers of a life in the spirit that is way beyond anything that we could ever ask or imagine. That freedom to serve God in spirit and in truth, and no longer be hindered by the devil and his tactics, the elements he throws at us, the things we weren't able to resist because of bondage. Now we have a choice to choose Jesus and the redemption he brings us so that we can serve God fully, completely, truthfully, in spirit and in truth. And when I go back to tetelestai, this is where it comes from. It's John 19:30. When Jesus tasted the vinegar, he said, it is finished. It is completed. It is accomplished. Then he bowed his head and died. He yielded up his spirit. According to the book of John, these were the last words of Jesus Christ. Tetelestai. And then the master gave up his spirit. He handed his spirit over. The God who hands over his spirit. The blood of Jesus covered us all. So that whenever Satan came after us, he would see the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus would speak for us. And that is why on a day like this, I highly encourage you to take your bread or your cracker and grab your grape juice, or if you have apple juice or water, these are symbolisms. You pray over them right now. And I want to bless them with you. If you can, go grab them now, grab them and let's take this together. When you brought it before you, it was water. It was bread. It was a cracker. It was this. But now in the mighty name of Jesus, we acknowledge that these are members of your body. This is the fluid of your body. And you said that every time we take your body and your blood, we remember you. And so, Jesus, we take your body and your blood, and we remember you. Today, I urge you to remember that the penalty for your sin has been paid. That body of sin was beaten and broken. It was tortured so that you could be healed and live free. So in the name of Jesus, I urge you now, take that body, eat it, and remember that as it goes into your system, it is going into all the crevices where no drug can go into, where nothing can go into to repair. I see the body of Jesus going in and healing you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Eat it. Now, if you may, take the blood of Jesus and drink it. Recognize that you are free from the penalty of sin. You have access to God through Christ Jesus. This blood was poured out there. Satan lost his power. He lost his authority. He cried out in shame and he said, leave completely, just like Pharaoh. When this blood was poured out, Satan lost his hold over you. You are free. Who the Son of God sets free is free. Indeed, you are free to live the life God has called you to live. You don't have to suffer this plight of Jesus. He paid fully. The Israelites didn't have to kill themselves. It was the lamp that was killed. Now this is the lamp of God, broken for you. His blood poured out for you. Drink it for the forgiveness of your sins. Now drink. Jesus, we thank you.
Oh, what a Savior, wonderful Jesus. Oh, what a Savior, wonderful Jesus. In death could not hold you, you are victorious. In praise to the risen King.
He pays the price completely. Tetelestai. They said when a person was placed in prison, they would have a big placard outside the door of his prison. And upon that placard, it will be written the reason why they were in prison. Do you get this? So when they had paid in full the penalty for those things they did, when they had fully served their term, the judge will write across it, Tetelestai. It is finished. You are no longer in bondage. Whoever wants to put you in bondage has no right over you. Jesus Christ has paid fully for your redemption. Now get out. Get out of that slavery right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Like the Israelites left that place after Passover. Jesus Christ has replaced that sacrificial lamb. He is become the final sacrificial lamb. And he declares, Tetelestai, it is completed. It is finished. You are free because he sets you free. Walk fully in your freedom and know that you are deeply loved. You are worth it. And there's so much in store for you in the kingdom of your Father. Be blessed today. Know that he loves you and I love you. Happy Good Friday. Have a great Passover celebration.
I am so excited about my book, Spirit, Spirit, Spirit.
God is amazing. I can go on and on and think about what the Lord has done so far. But, you know, I just wanted to get on here and thank you so much for all the the support. And thank you for all the feedback I've been getting. Thank you for purchasing this book and buying for loved ones. Some of you bought like 7 copies. Some of you bought like 5 copies. I am so delighted. God wants us to not only stay on the outskirts and say, hey, come here. He wants us in his kingdom realm with him. He wants to show us heaven. When Jesus Christ tore the veil, when he died and he took us into heaven, he seated us in heavenly places with God. So right now we are in that seated position. It is just an endless life of growing our spirit man. So I found out that when Adam and God were interacting in the beginning, it was all about a spiritual interaction. So he made you and I to have a spiritual interaction consistently. What stopped that? What took us away from that? This is all and so much more you will encounter in spirit. So I want you right now, I want to encourage you, go for it, go grab your copy, please grab your copy, tell me about it, tell me what the Lord is already doing in your life, tell me what the Lord is doing in the life of the loved one you will also buy the copy for. I encourage you to give the gift of the Spirit.